And finally today, I'm going to be away from Radio Boston for a couple of weeks doing duty on Here and Now, WBUR's midday show. But if you'll indulge me for a moment, I'd like to build on something you heard both Mayor Menino and Alex just say about the resilience of our region. On my walk to work every day, I pass by front doors still adorned with blue and gold ribbons from the marathon. One of those doors is across the street from a playground where, on warmer days, children no bigger than 8-year-old Martin Richard romp and play. Martin was killed by the bombs, as was Lingzi Liu and Crystal Campbell. Hundreds more were gravely wounded. We will always remember them. But as 2014 approaches, there's another fact about that day that deserves to be remembered. The competence, the cooperation, the compassion that thousands of people showed that day. In the instant after the explosions, civilians jumped barricades, strangers held their own shock at bay to comfort the wounded, public servants and medical teams, everyone from hospital receptionists and janitors to chiefs of surgery, worked tirelessly to save lives. In other words, Boston worked, and it worked exceptionally well. So well, in fact, in congressional hearings months later, lawmakers and disaster response officials alike wondered if Boston's response was exceptional in a way that other cities might not be able to match. Let's hope not. Instead, let's consider it an example of the great and positive power we, as a deeply rooted and caring community, have. That is the lesson I take forward into the new year. And also why we here at Radio Boston all feel privileged to be working for you. Thank you for a tremendous year, and we wish you nothing but joy in 2014. Have a wonderful weekend. Join us again on Monday. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.